It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. This week on the broadcast, we had a mixture of reporting on current events that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, and a couple of personal stories with an Orthodox Jewish rabbi and a Bible scholar. We discussed with the rabbi about Passover, how his family prepares for Passover. We pre-recorded this because he couldn't be with us on the broadcast live today. And then with the Bible scholar, we talked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and did it actually happen. I'll have some thoughts on these two conversations. I'll share some personal ideas with you in just a moment. But first, let me bring to your attention and reflect, if you will, on what our broadcast partners had to say about the headline stories in the news in our world. Bob McGinnis, he's a colonel. He's in Washington, D.C. We talked about the conflict in Syria and how it is only intensifying. It's not settling down as this brokered ceasefire. Kofi Annan, the former Secretary General of the United Nations, brokering the ceasefire, but it does not look like it's going to come about. Bob also gave us information about the Iranian nuclear talks. World leaders want to sit with the Iranian leaders and talk about their nuclear program. Where is it going to take place? We're not sure. You don't want to miss the conversation I had with Colonel Bob McGinnis in geopolitical activities. David Dolan gave us our Middle East news update, and of course we reported on the Passover taking place in Jerusalem, as well as Easter, the celebration of the resurrection of Christ in Jerusalem. The city has swollen in size. A lot of people there. High security for Passover and Easter in Jerusalem. And then we also talked about the situation going on in Egypt, the Sinai, how the Egyptian military is moving in to shut down the terroristic activities there, and how the Muslim Brotherhood has decided they're going to run a candidate for president of the country. He says his main goal is to institute Sharia. That will make Egypt an Islamic republic. Very important report from David Dolan. Itamar Marcus heads up Palestinian Media Watch. And on the Palestinian media, they have been giving us information about a professor who says that Moses led Muslims out of the Egyptian captivity 3,500 years ago at the time of the Exodus. That's a rewrite of history if I've ever heard it. My conversation with Itamar will be very informative to you. David James, he is our director of our School of Prophets, but also a regular here on the broadcast. We've been concerned about the book, The Harbinger. So David and I set up a conversation with Jonathan Kahn, the man who wrote the book, The Harbinger, and we recorded our conversation. It was very civil, very informative, in my opinion. By the way, you can listen to that. Go to our website, prophecytoday.com. You'll see the little icon for the book, Harbinger. Double-click on that. It'll take you to a page, and you can then listen to all we had to say, the three of us together, talking about concerns and the reasons why the author took it that way as he did. Now, these are reports that are going to be very helpful for you as you endeavor to try to understand how geopolitical activities are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Be sure to tell a friend how they can listen to these conversations. It's located at PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you. And that's on our website, prophecytoday.com. Again, that's prophecytoday.com. Look for, on the right-hand column, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. They'll bring up the conversations that we had with our broadcast partner. Pass it along. Let other people know that they can listen to these conversations as well. You know, it was very interesting to hear how Rabbi Yoel Karin prepared for Passover with his children and his family. They rehearsed the story, of course, of the Exodus in the Passover Seder they had, but indeed to see how they prepared for that, it was very interesting. And they do this because God told them that's exactly what they should do every year to rehearse the Exodus story. My conversation with Dr. John Whitcomb is so great as it helps us to understand God's word, how it says Christ did resurrect from the dead in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All of these gospels give us a record of Passion Week, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, and the proof for the truth behind the resurrection of Christ. You know, as we study Passion Week in the gospels, and the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, we realize that Jesus Christ actually fulfilled the spring feast that the Lord gave to the Jewish people to observe there in Leviticus chapter 23. For example, Jesus Christ was crucified on Passover. Remember, Matthew chapter 27 talks about the Seder, and then the next day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Christ was crucified. Go to Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 to 55, and you'll see exactly how that did take place. Christ crucified on Passover. He was buried on unleavened bread. At the evening, he was put in a cave to be a grave for him. A friend came along and offered this as the burial site. That's Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 to 61. But when you read chapter 28 of the book of Matthew, you'll see the resurrection of Jesus Christ took place early on that Sunday morning, even before the sun came up, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that happened on the Feast of First Fruits for the Jewish people. The Holy Spirit came, according to Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, just like Jesus said that it would happen. And so you understand that in order to be consistent, if Jesus Christ fulfilled the first four feasts, he was crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, resurrected on first fruits, and the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost as he said he would, then he must fulfill the last three feasts. And those would be the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, when you study the Word of God, that's exactly what's going to happen. Jesus Christ will come back on the Feast of Trumpets. Matthew 24, verses 30-31, he'll tell the angel, take the trumpet and blow the trumpet and call a solemn assembly. That's what happens on the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus Christ, after he rebuilds the city of Jerusalem, builds the temple, the Battle of Armageddon takes place, goes to Petra, gathers in the Jewish people, brings them across the valley there, the Jordan Valley, comes up the backside of the Mount of Olives, crosses the Kidron Valley. He will walk into the Holy Temple, to the Holy of Holies, and he'll do that on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. That's recorded in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 to 28. And then Jesus Christ will begin his thousand-year reign, the kingdom, and it will begin on tabernacles, just like he was giving us evidence of in Matthew 17, when the Apostle Peter, seeing the glorified, resurrected Christ there in the Transfiguration Mountain, he said, let's put up some tabernacles. That's indication of the kingdom period. Well, these last three feasts will be fulfilled for the Jews by Jesus Christ. And it seems to me they're about ready to be fulfilled at any moment by the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Everything we've talked about on this program gives us evidence that that is the case. Hey, there's only one thing that must happen before Jesus Christ fulfills those feasts. That's the rapture of the church. Jesus shouts, calls us up to be with him in the heavenlies. You know, that could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except, hey, have a happy Easter, and let's keep looking up. Jesus is coming in. It could be today.